This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247. David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome indeed to the Daily Devotional today. We're looking at 1 Peter, the second chapter, and today we take a look at verse 24. Now, I brought this message, I am sure, but in a different form when I was doing a whole series on 1 Peter. I don't know if you remember that. But today, the subject is holiness, being set apart for Almighty God. Holiness. And we're at part 11 today. Verse 24 says, "He personally carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right." And he says, "By his wounds you are healed." He personally carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. And by his wounds you are healed. That is the word of God. And Peter there, when he says by his wounds you are healed, he is clearly looking at Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. He's clearly quoting that scripture because he knows that to be the truth, that by the wounds of our Lord Jesus Christ, you are healed. And some may well say, well, hang on a minute. I haven't been healed. I still have a heart condition. I still have cancer. I still have diabetes. I still have asthma. I still have this, that, the other. I haven't been healed by his wounds. But I believe it's deeper than that. I believe it's not necessarily all about physically healing, all about the physicality of being healed of a disease. But if you look here, what Peter is talking about, he is saying he personally carried our sins on his body on the cross. Remember who Peter was. Remember what Peter went through. Remember he was the Lord's disciple. Yet when the Lord was taken to the cross and was on the cross at Calvary, Peter denied him three times. And the Lord predicted that would happen in the upper room that day. He denied him three times. Three times he said he didn't even know Jesus. And this is a man who knows sin. This is a man who is like the rest of us. This is a man who is stumbling or was stumbling through life. And yet on that day, when he was with the 120 in the upper room, and they received the gift of the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit descended like fire and like a dove, he was there. And his life changed, completely changed. No longer was he Peter the fisherman, but he became that day Peter the apostle. The apostle Peter. The man with such wisdom and clarity of speech. If you read the Acts of the Apostles and look at Acts, the second chapter and the third chapter, you'll see him preaching to the council in Jerusalem, and such wisdom is coming from his mouth. as he heals that man at the beautiful well. Such clarity, such wisdom. And yet Peter says here in his letter, he says, he personally carried our sins in his body on the cross. Because Isaiah tells us that Jesus was disfigured. We know that. He was disfigured, and he was disfigured because of the beating he had received and because of the sin that he was taking to the cross with him. He was taking your sin. He was taking my sin. And Peter is reminding us clearly. He carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. By his wounds you are healed. You see, he's making a reference to healing there, but I believe he's talking about the healing of your sins in this particular instance. That is not to say that Jesus doesn't heal. Of course he does. Of course he does. Many millions of people have been healed by our Lord, and our Lord was healing the blind and the sick all the time. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about this particular instance where Peter is drawing us to the fact that Jesus died for our sins, and by his wounds we are healed, and those sins that we have committed have been healed by his wounds. He personally carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. We can spend our lives knowing we are now dead in sin because of what Jesus did on the cross at Calvary. Can you see that? Can I get an amen? Our lives are now dead to sin. Or at least, let me put it this way to you. Our lives could be dead to sin if we say yes to Jesus. If we look upon the cross and we say, yes, Lord, that is what I want. I want to be healed from this constant barrage of sin that is in my life. I want it no longer. I want to be dead to sin, Lord, and I want to live for what is right, because that is what you require that I do. And that, Lord, is what I require that I do. That I would be dead to sin. That I would be completely done with sin. That from this day forward, I would live for what is right. And that I would know that by your wounds, my sin is healed and done with and over. It's gone. Is that what you want? Is that the sort of relationship you want with the living God? Because I do. Because by virtue of the fact that you say, I am now dead to sin, and by his wounds I've been healed of that sin, and I want to live from this point on for what is right, what you are saying effectively is this: Lord, I want to be holy. Lord, I want to be set apart for you. That's what I require. If that is what you require today, just say this word: yes, Jesus. That's it. That's all you got to do, is say, yes, Jesus. Say it with me now. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your word today. And I give you, as always, the honor and the glory and the power that is due your holy name. I give you my love, Lord, and I worship and adore you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.